Now, is there a secret to getting them to go viral? I know that some obviously get way more views than others, or is it just kind of a roll of the dice?
There really is a strategy, and it's really a strategy. There's no guaranteed formula, but there is a strategy. And generally, it's number one thing is what I already said was, you know, an emotional response, creating an emotional response with your audience. And everybody has to do that. Secondly, it helps to already have a familiarity with your video so that people can relate to it, so that it's not foreign to them. So that's why, you know, cats and babies and stuff like that are all very, very popular with mm-hmm. viral videos, because, you know, cats are adorable, babies are adorable, everyone knows a baby or a cat that's cute, and so it's very relatable. So you really want something that has that awareness and that of your audience. And then also, lastly, it really helps to have an audience and a base. And so, for example, you know, Coca-Cola can come out with a video and they have, you know, 30-plus million Facebook followers. So when they put something out, if the content is pretty good and the idea is pretty good, then it's very easy for, you know, those giant organizations to have a viral video because their audience and fan base is already so large. But really, there can be breakthroughs, I think, with small organizations that can have viral videos. And I think it comes from doing something that's relatable. So instead of talking about you specifically in getting into the nitty-gritty details, mm-hmm. try and tell a story that's beyond just your story and try and tell a worldwide story.
And obviously people have to be compelled to share that, something that they connect with within that.
Right, exactly.
Now, the Pure Michigan one, you went to 50 cities in 7 days, and even though you were only in some of these cities very, very briefly, which ones did you connect with the most and feel you might want to go back and take some time to revisit?
That's a good question. I'd say Mackinac Island looked a heck of a lot of fun. I've been there before, but it's always a blast when you get to go out there on the ferry. So that was a ton of fun. The parasailing in Mackinac City as well was great. I would really love to go and spend some time in Marquette. Michigan looked like a heck of a lot of fun. It's a small town, but it seemed pretty lively, which I thought was great. Other than that, not any that I can just immediately rattle off, but mm-hmm. those are some that stuck out.
Now, you also have done some writing for the Washington Times. What are some of the favorite topics and people that you've covered in your columns?
We've talked to a few different people that we've spoken with. One was the singer of OK Go, who's been behind a lot of different viral videos, of course, like the treadmill video and countless others. So he was really good to chat with. And then there was a guy who made this awesome video, this Gymkhana Ken Block is the name of the guy, and he made teamed up with a bunch of people like DC Shoes and stuff and turned the streets of San Francisco into a crazy racetrack, basically. And so talking with some interesting people about some of their projects, and there's definitely a lot of people out there doing a lot of viral video content.
Okay. Now, you primarily have used Facebook to drive your events and YouTube to drive the videos. What do you like best about those two mediums?
Well, Facebook made a heck of a lot of sense. And sadly, things have taken a difficult turn, I think, for event organizers, because of Facebook, for events and things like that, you no longer have a select all button when you're inviting people. And so to invite someone to a Facebook event, you have to manually click every single person that you want to invite. And while I can understand why they would want to do that to prevent spam, the issue with that is you no longer have the ability for an event, a Facebook event, to go viral. So, you know, one person invites all their friends and some other people are inviting all their friends, and it goes and goes and goes. Now, because it's only manual invitations, no one, as the internet would like to quote, nobody's got time for that.
Right, right.
You can't really do that. So that's kind of a limitation that Facebook has imposed. With YouTube, I mean, I think it's just a really clean interface. It has tons of information for people who make videos. You can really dig into the demographics and the locations and the exact amount of views that someone saw, while, say, with traditional media, you wouldn't necessarily know down to the T, you know, who watched it and when and stuff like that. So definitely the statistics are pretty impressive with YouTube.
Any other social media platforms that are catching your eye that you think are going to be useful to you?
Nothing in the video format. Nothing really can overtake YouTube right now. It feels like they just seem like such a powerhouse with Google behind them. So for video, no. I mean, there's some interesting programs. Like, I want to say there's one called, like, Vidler or something like that. There's like, these apps that are coming about that will have, like, 6-second video clips and stuff like that.
Yeah, Vinely or Vine or something.
Vine. Exactly. So, I mean, some of those things are, you know, interesting and, you know, pique my interest a little bit to see how they develop and if they can really come into a format of their own. But for now, definitely YouTube is king.
Now, you mentioned, obviously, going more in a video direction because you can connect with people outside of the area. But are you still open to doing large-scale events in downtown Grand Rapids in the future?
I'd say so. If the idea is right, if it makes sense, and I think it can... you know, really blow up and get a bunch of attention. Definitely, I'll be leaning on video pretty heavily, but if the right idea came along, definitely wouldn't be opposed to it.
But nothing on your radar at the moment?
Nothing at the moment. We do have lots of Grand Rapids projects that are coming up, though, soon, or Grand Rapids videos. I think we're teaming up with Clark Retirement Community again, and there's some other stuff on the way.
Now, I know on MLive there were always some folks who were, to say, pretty brutal on you in the comments and all that. Did you ever, you know, let that get to you, or did you develop pretty thick skin pretty fast?
It didn't really bother me. It actually taught me a lot. The biggest thing that I learned was there is always, you know, a piece of the puzzle missing in a news article. There's always... you know, maybe a fact that's missing, and this is for all news organizations, is one, there's always, you know, a piece of information that is, you know, not correct in the news article, and that there is also, you know, always a backstory that, you know, can't be told. There's always, you know, a reason for things that really may not be publicly available, and it's taught me just to try my hardest not to judge people more than ever, because I would, you know, read these comments and they'd be like, oh, you know, Rob's wasting our tax dollars or something like that. And I'd be like, if only I could tell them, you know, no, like, actually, you know, I've paid tens of thousands of dollars to the city of Grand Rapids.
Right.
And I made a bunch of money from my events taking place. And so it's really taught me not to judge people, and it's taught me how, you know, just because it's in the paper doesn't mean it's 100% true.
Right.
That's true for TV as well.
Now, you're also a musician. You did a showcase at Pyramid Scheme back in 2011 as well as Rock the Rapids. Are you still interested in pursuing music?
I mean, yes, I would like to pursue music, but in a very different sense. Really, I'm teaming up with some other musical groups in the near future to do stuff together. And I think I'm always going to be near music, I think, with a lot of my work. I mean, you can see it from the electronic music night to, you know, the paper airplanes event when everyone was singing a melody. But really, I've learned that you have to go with where, you know, the winds push you. You know, I have a really great tailwind with, you know, events and videos and stuff like that. Well, you know, if I want to try and start a music career, that's really starting from, you know, point A. Like, I have nothing behind that. I really have no momentum behind me in doing anything like that. And so I've kind of decided to let that pass and move on, simply because, you know, you have to go with where, you know, the winds push you. And I'm being pushed to do events and videos, and I really can't complain about it.
Sure, sure. And, I mean, you can revisit that, you know, 10 years or 15 years down the road, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, any projects that you have on your list at the moment that you can share with me?
I'll be doing some filming in the next couple weeks for a music video project, so can't really say too much about that. I do have... obviously, another project with Clark Retirement Home. We're teaming up after our successful Harlem Shake video. We're going to be doing some more stuff. That should be coming out in the next, hopefully, about a month or so. So new stuff coming, but really can't get into the details of just what just yet.
Fantastic. This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Rob Bliss. Thanks so much for joining me, Rob.
No problem, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.